Welcome to Making Connections, a WMMT series on diversifying our future. The Kentucky Public Service Commission announced some big news on August 26th, granting permanent status to a two-year pilot program which provides on-bill financing for energy efficiency upgrades for homes and businesses. Titled HouseSmart KY, it's the first of its kind to get such approval in the state of Kentucky. Operated by the Mountain Association for Community Economic Development, or MACED, in collaboration with three rural electric co-ops, the program allows for participants to pay for energy efficiency upgrades from the savings they earn on their lower electricity bills. In the ruling from the Public Service Commission, the PSC applauded the electric co-ops and MACED for their development of a program which, quote, encouraged energy conservation, lowered consumer bills, and will result in reduced future demand. WMMT reported on the HouseSmart KY program back in January of 2012, during the pilot phase, and accompanied the program coordinators out on location in Johnson County during a day of home energy audits. Here's this piece from the WMMT archives on how the program works and what it could mean for the future of energy use in Kentucky. A few energy efficiency measures can drastically cut down on the amount of kilowatts it takes to heat or cool a home and reduce monthly bills. Yet often those who would benefit most from these improvements are the least able to afford them.
We do live in the poverty pocket, and a lot of folks with electric furnaces and mobile homes and high bills, we're really wanting to try our best to help our folks save money.
That was Bruce Aaron Davis, Manager of Member Services and Public Relations at the Big Sandy RECC, a rural electric cooperative in Paintsville. The co-op is one of four in eastern Kentucky working with MACED, the Mountain Association for Community Economic Development, on a program called HouseSmart Kentucky. The pilot program allows customers to make energy efficiency upgrades to their homes without having to pay for them up front at the time of installation, but rather over time by using their energy savings to cover the expenses. Chris Woolery of MACED is an energy specialist for the program.
We try to provide technical assistance and oversight of the program. As a former home builder, I try to bring in contractors and do quality assurance.
This theory behind the HouseSmart program and how it works, as far as letting your energy savings pay for the amount of money that you spend on doing energy measures. And we were already a fan of that theory and that idea. And HouseSmart kindly brought it to the table, and we thought it would be a perfect opportunity for us to be the vehicle that MACED uses to get out to our customers and our members.
The first step for interested co-op members is to get a home energy audit. To see how this is done, WMMT followed Chris and Bruce on a day of home visits. The Big Sandy RECC serves approximately 13,000 members throughout the eastern Kentucky counties of Johnson, Floyd, Martin, Lawrence, and Breathitt. We drove out to Gray Mare Branch in Sitka to the home of Judith and Garland Howard.
Garland,
yeah.
How are you, brother?
Well, I'm hurt today.
Which way you want to come in, my brother?
Come right here.
Okay.
You gonna be able to tell me everything I need to do to keep old man Winter out?
Absolutely, brother.
Well, that's what I want to know.
Yeah, keep me in the cool in the summer and the warm of the wintertime.
As Chris set up a fan in the front doorway to conduct what's called a blower door test to find air leakage, Bruce sat down with Judith and Garland at their kitchen table. He entered their information into a software program that, once an audit is complete, estimates how much the customers will save on their monthly bill if the suggested upgrades are made.
What year was the house built?
99.
What do you usually keep your temperature set in the wintertime, Garland?
Oh, in the wintertime, about 71, 72.
Okay. But what he's doing is he's creating a negative charge in this house.
On the inside?
Sucking all the air out of it. And what it does is it creates a 20-mile-an-hour wind off every object in this house. So what happens is, so if all the air is coming out, so all your air leakage is going to let the air come back in and make it positive.
Yeah. Okay. How do you tell where it's coming in at then?
We'll feel of it, and also we've got a pressure pan that we're going to stick up on these can lights and see exactly how connected they are to the outside.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
So we'll check that out for you.
With the blower door test running, Bruce and Chris walked through the house, showing us where air leakage was. If we put a hand next to door frames, window panes, and light fixtures, we could feel a cool breeze coming in. This is normal, and all houses need some leakage to breathe. But using a pressure measuring device called a manometer, Bruce and Chris can calculate how far a house is above what's called the building airflow standard, or recommended leakage rate.
Now, the master suite is a little leaky, we've already determined. If you just pull your door mostly shut, you'll be able to feel how much air that this fan is bringing through the whole door. You
want to just I can feel it already as soon as...
So that is a combination of the two can lights in the master bathroom, the bath fan, which is designed to be a hole to the outside, and that attic access area. And that's the good thing about that.
I take
that,
it there is a way to take care of all that. Yeah.
That's the good thing. These things don't cost that much to fix, and they have a high return on the payment.
Judith and Garland told us how they'd been looking for a program like this for a long time.
We saw the article in the Kentucky Living on energy audits and energy saving. So we've been thinking about it for quite a while. We knew we were losing energy somewhere. That it was so cold in the winter.
I've been wondering about it for years, how you get a hold of somebody to come and do an audit and so on. It hadn't really hit me until I read the articles in that book. Yeah. Through the coldest parts of the winter, the bill would go up close to $500.
Or more.
To finish the audit, we went outside, and Chris looked underneath the house to check their crawl space insulation, and Bruce explained the next steps.
When we get the results, I'll call you, and you folks can stop by the office, and so I can show you, or I can come out here, it don't matter. And show you what the estimated cost of these measures is going to cost, and it'll give you your estimated monthly savings.
Once Big Sandy RECC determines the best upgrade package, they also oversee the improvements.
The co-op, it's totally us. The consumer, the member, doesn't have to worry with that, trying to get bids for those jobs. We'll get those bids from contractors for them. They'll come in, give us physical bids. And once we get the physical bids, then the consumer signs off on that. Then we'll send it. Then we're ready for work. Then the co-op, which would be Chris and I, would be kindly the general contractor, if you will. We'll contact the contractors. We'll oversee the work and make sure it's good work and make sure that it's valued work.
Since their audit, the Howards have completed a list of improvements. Contractors added insulation under the floor and in the attic, sealed leaks in the ceiling and the ductwork, put air brake tents over their can lights, insulated and air sealed the rim joists in their crawl space and the attic access, and caulked some interior trim. All of these upgrades brought their house down to the recommended building airflow standard. These improvements will be paid for on the Howard's electricity bill and financed entirely out of their projected savings. Basically, their bill will stay the same as it is now until the upgrades are paid off, and then they will save an estimated $450 a year. In this way, the investment is tied to their household meter, rather than it being a loan or grant to them as homeowners. This means that participation in the HouseSmart Kentucky program does not depend on credit score, income, or even property ownership. Bruce has seen what a huge difference this has made for Big Sandy RECC customers.
We have people in here all the time that called before HouseSmart, and they'll say, do you all finance heating and cooling systems? And, well, no, we don't, you know. The bank's going to charge me 9-10% or whatever. A lot of folks can't come up with that kind of money. They want the measures done. They need the energy savings, but they can't afford to do these measures. So it's a kind of an opportunity that we can use instead of us doing energy audits before HouseSmart and Mason. We went in and said, you need to do this, 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 and this. 80% probably would say, I'll do that, then never do it. But now we can say, you need to do this, 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 and this to save this amount of money on the month. And here's how you can do it, and we'll do it for you. We'll do the work for you, make it affordable for you, and here's how we're going to pay for it. It's a great program.
MACID laid the groundwork for the program, which was approved by the Kentucky Public Service Commission in December 2010 as a two-year pilot. In addition to Big Sandy RECC, MACID is partnering with Fleming Mason Energy, Grayson RECC, and Jackson Energy. During the pilot, HouseSmart Kentucky will provide assistance to 200 to 300 utility customers at these participating co-ops. The program also benefits the energy providers.
for a co-op to function financially. A co-op has to, their energy sales has to be a constant, and the demand either has to be a constant or down. Us 16 co-ops in the state of Kentucky here, we buy our power off East Kentucky Power. And if that demand's high, then, you know, we take a hit. And when we take a hit, everybody takes a hit. It's going to take more than what we've done, which we've just started. But we will see an effect of our demand coming down because we're tightening up envelopes for people's homes. They're not using as many heat strips during those time periods. If we can reduce that, we are reducing demand. Not only are we helping the consumer, the member, then we're helping ourselves too.
Chris and Bruce hope that similar programs could expand across the state as the demand for such services will only continue to grow. Over the past 5 years, electricity rates in Kentucky have increased a staggering 41%. State law is set up so that utilities are allowed to increase costs for ratepayers in order to offset the price of upgrading aging power plants and meeting new federal standards. Thus, the Public Service Commission has little control over rising electric rates. As PSC spokesperson Andrew Melnikovich told the press, the only defense against rising electric rates is really to use less electricity. Programs like HouseSmart Kentucky can play a big role in reducing energy consumption, but as MACID's Chris Woolery sees it, without supportive state legislation, it's hard to get these programs off the ground.
I like to compare Kentucky to North Carolina. Kentucky is similar climate-wise, but we haven't had the emphasis and we haven't had the rules and oversight that they put in place in North Carolina because our electricity bill has been historically very cheap. And because we didn't put in those regulations, we have been in the bottom five states per capita on energy use, while North Carolina has been able to be one of the top five states when it comes to efficiency per capita. And so it really is a matter of awareness and rules and regulations, and with those things we can be just as effective as they are in North Carolina.
For more information on the HouseSmart Kentucky pilot program, you can email info@housemarkky.com or visit www.macid.org. Thanks to Chris Woolery of MACID, Bruce Aaron Davis of Big Sandy RECC, and homeowners Judith and Garland Howard. Again, that was a piece from the WMMT Archives, produced in January 2012, while HouseSmart KY was still a pilot program. On August 26, 2013, the PSC released their decision to approve it as a permanent program. Bill Blair, the HouseSmart program coordinator at MACID, recalls first hearing the news.
I was just getting ready at the end of the day on the 26th and hit refresh and seen it pop up on the page, and literally I was so excited I was shaking while I was reading the order, so I was really glad, and it was a great order, so it's out there in public record, and the PSC applauded the efforts of the co-ops and also of MACID for doing the program, and they said in the order that they highly encourage, you know, that type of energy efficiency program. So I thought it was a great order, and I'm glad that we finally got our approval.
And so this is the first time anything like this has happened in Kentucky, is that right?
Yep, it's the first time for Kentucky, and I think it's a very progressive step towards, you know, doing energy efficiency. And, you know, with the reduced demand, I mean, that's going to save everybody. And that's, you know, actually our tagline is, you know, HouseSmart Kentucky, energy efficiency for everyone. And that's really what it means. Even though if we're not doing it on your house, it's reducing demand, and that's going to spread over everyone.
And as Blair sees it, this ruling from the Public Service Commission is much bigger than just the HouseSmart program, but has big implications for innovative energy programs across the state.
You know, the PSC saying right in the order that they fully, you know, they really encourage this type of program is going to help other utilities that are thinking about it. You know, they're going to see that the PSC does encourage this type of program, so it's going to make it easier for co-ops to get into it and utilities to get into the program. And with this process being out there and approved, they, you know, that should be, you know, a big cookie out there for the co-op to go ahead and get into the program. And the more people we get into it, of course, the more spread of the program, the more retrofits we complete, and the better off that, you know, it's going to reduce that demand. The more we can do, the better. ¶¶
Making Connections is brought to you by WMMT, Mountain Community Radio. Find out more at makingconnectionsnews.org.